Perth Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yeah, good on you, Andy. No mention of the cricket we noticed. 2-0, by the way, brother. Don't forget the rumour files open. $500 cash. Call now, 9221 882. Good morning, Bob.
Thank you very much, Basil, and a good Thursday morning to you and Steve. There has been a very close call at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, JFK as we call it. The pilots of a Mexican jetliner lined up to land yesterday afternoon on the wrong runway. The same runway a Delta jet was about to use for takeoff. The pilot of the Delta commuter plane suddenly saw a bigger plane, a Mexican Volaris Airlines A320, coming right at him.
Yeah, I see that. Frickier 4231, cancel takeoff plans.
The JFK controller instructing the pilots of Flight 4231 to stop their takeoff roll for a flight to Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. The Delta pilots quickly maneuvered onto a taxiway off the runway. They had been rolling on runway 13R. Volaris Flight 880 was attempting to land at the same place instead of on runway 13L, where it had been assigned. Another controller alerts the Volaris pilots.
Volaris 880, you're lining up for 13R. Change 3L. Make a left turn. You're lining up for the wrong runway.
Go around.
Volaris 880, go around. Turn left.
Go around. That's what the JFK controller was ordering the Mexican pilots to do. A wide loop of the airport, then they were cleared to land, and they did, on the correct runway. It's still unclear how close the two aircraft, the Volaris and Delta, came. This morning, Steve, the Mexican airline says it is investigating right away to determine how its pilots came so close to putting their aircraft down in the wrong spot, which would have almost certainly resulted in a disaster.
Great work by the air traffic controllers. Now, who is Time's personal event of the year?
Well, in the wake of revelations about Harvey Weinstein and other men, millions have shared their stories about being sexually harassed and assaulted, so the anti-harassment Me Too movement has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. The announcement was made this morning on NBC's Today Show, where, ironically, longtime host Matt Lauer was recently fired amid sexual harassment allegations. The choice was revealed there by Time's editor, Ed Fellenstahl.
The 2017 Person of the Year is the silence breakers, the voices that launched a movement. This is the fastest moving social change we've seen in decades.
Time Magazine's editor there with the Person of the Year, which the magazine calls the silence breakers. And Steve and Basil, in case you're wondering, the finalists, the runners-up for Time's 2017 Person of the Year were Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Fair enough. Some very significant names in that list. I won't say great names necessarily.